Bottom of the seventh inning, Nevada 11, San Diego State 5. Wilson, a call, and Harvey for Nevada. Bottom third of the lineup of the home team. Nevada scored 8 in the bottom of the first inning and has been in control ever since. Zach Bash, John Ramey with you. Final weekend of the regular season. Senior Day coming up on Saturday. Fireworks Friday tomorrow. Nolan Wilson swings and misses over the top of an off-speed pitch. Nothing in one. Wilson drove in a run with a sacrifice fly in the first. Nevada, of course, seeking a postseason berth. If they sweep, they clinch. The 0-1 is a bounder to third, back of the bag, and not backhanded cleanly by Bethencourt. Wilson turns at first, heads to second. Here's the throw, head first slide. Wilson is in at second to begin the home seventh for the Silver and Blue. Nevada can clinch a berth in the Mountain West Tournament even without a sweep, but a sweep eliminates all doubt. And, of course, a first step to a sweep would be a win in Game 1, which Nevada thus far appears on track for. That is an error charged to the third baseman, Tino Bethencourt. So a two-base error. Part of Nevada's clinching scenario is to finish even with in the standings, or better than in the standings, San Jose State. The Spartans lead 7-6 over New Mexico in the eighth. The first pitch to Justin Akal misses high and away. One ball and no strikes. Akal has scored twice. He has an RBI single. 11 runs, 7 hits for Nevada. 5 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for the Aztecs. That ball is grounded to the left side. Bethencourt fumbles and has no play. Back-to-back E5s, and that's just a tough hop for Bethencourt.
Both of those were kind of in-between hops. I mean,
those were gimme.
Yeah, right scoring calls both times, but kind of just got caught in between. And when you're playing third, your first step, if you don't get the first step right, it's really hard to recover.
It's on you in a hurry.
Yeah. I mean, it's the speed, but it's all, yeah, you don't have time or space to change your
path. You got to compensate.
So much footwork. You're like, oh, it's an in-between hop. Well, usually it's probably an in-between hop because you're, not to blame him, he's just playing the game, but because your first step either didn't go in or didn't go back. We watched the great third baseman, the Matt Chapmans and the Nolan Arenados. They're moving. They're always moving. You think, like, it's counterintuitive to think about charging a ball at third, but a play like that, you either have to go in and charge it or you have to step back 2 or 3 feet to get the big hop. And if you don't do that right away, you're like, oh, you can see it coming. Like when you watch, it's halfway there, you're like, oh, it's going to be an in-between hop. You can see it.
Sean Cole is out to talk to Trevor Fox, left-hander who has endured back-to-back errors from his defense. And remember, the Aztecs came into the weekend having committed the most errors in the Mountain West and also with the worst fielding percentage in the conference. Those were two back-to-back tough chances at third base. Jake Harvey bats with Wilson at second and a call at first. Fox stays in the game. Activity in the Aztec pen. Right-hander getting loose. Johnny Guzman. 11-5 Nevada. The Aztecs got closer with 3 in the top of the 7th, but now Nevada bangs the drum here in the home half of inning number 7. 11 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Pack. 5 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors now for the Aztecs. Harvey 1-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. First pitch. Check swing foul to the screen above the first base dugout. Strike 1, nothing and 1.
Nice snag down there on a fly off the screen. I couldn't tell who got it, but one of the Pack players had a nice backhand, clean whistle.
0-1. Bunting is Harvey. Off the mound is Fox. He whirls around and fires to first for the out. Successful sacrifice. Moves Wilson to third and a call to second. So, Harvey does his job. 2 men in scoring position. 1 out, top of the order, and Michael Ball. And, you know, in the Mountain West in the regular year, when you're playing in Albuquerque or Reno or Las Vegas or Air Force, you know, there's not a lot, and now an intentional walk. Ball will be intentionally walked to first base. San Diego State, most intentional walks in the conference. That's their 8th of the year. Here's J.R. Freethy with the bases loaded and one out. And Freethy, a switch hitter, will swing from the right side against the left-hander Trevor Fox. But when it gets to the postseason, bullpens get shorter, games get lower scoring. The ability to execute a sacrifice bunt probably will prove critical in the Mountain West Tournament, especially at sea level. First pitch, fastball strike on the outside to Freethy, nothing and one.
And Jake's not afraid to bunt. I mean, it's certainly...
Like, he's a metrics guy, but...
He's a big, big bunter.
Yeah, pitches low, one and one. And actually, I would say he's had an evolution on that. Last year, less so. I can't comment on his previous head coaching stops, but yeah, he does seem to have embraced it a bit more this year. 1-1 is outside. 2-1 to Freethy.
And he picks his spots. I mean,
yeah, they're not like bunt crazy.
Yeah, but he's... it's pretty...
I mean, you know me. I love a productive out.
You do. I'm a little bit less thrilled with bunts, but that's just a personal opinion.
2-1 pitch is up high. 3-1 to Freethy.
Not like a criticism of Jake by any means. Just a personal...
Sure.
You know, if I had my druthers, I'd like to see just guys just mashing.
Yeah. 3-1 pitch. He's in for a strike, and it's 3-2 to Freethy. It's all those years in the American League, Zach.
Big American League guy.
Yeah. The 3-2. Freethy fouls it back. Fox went to the fastball. Freethy protecting the outside of the zone. 3-2 it remains with the bases loaded and one out. Freethy singled in a run in the fifth. He's also scored a run. Here's the 3-2. That's outside. Ball four forces in a run. Wilson comes home with run number 12 for the University of Nevada. A call to third, ball to second. Freethy, a walk and an RBI. So the intentional walk to ball to set up the bases loaded double play possibility backfires on Fox and the Aztecs. Now Holder with the bases still loaded. A run is in. 12-5 Nevada. One out, bottom of the seventh. Holder has been hit by a pitch twice. He has scored once. He is without a hit. And a pitching change is coming. So we will take a quick break. Sean Cole is going to the mound. That's the end of the line for Trevor Fox, the lefty for San Diego State. We'll tell you about the new Aztec pitcher when we return. 12-5 Nevada. Bases loaded. One out, bottom of the seventh. This is Wolfpack Baseball from Learfield. Right-hander Johnny Guzman takes over for San Diego State. Trevor Fox exits after 1 1/3 innings of relief. He does not give up a hit. He does not strike out a batter. Right now, he has been charged with one run unearned. He is responsible for a call at third, ball at second, and Freethy at first. The bases are loaded for Nevada. 12-5 pack. Holder, the batter when Guzman completes his warm-ups. One out last of the seventh, base is loaded. Guzman, 14th appearance, all in relief. In 7 2/3, he's allowed 11 earned runs on 11 hits, 9 strikeouts, and 13 walks. Opposing batters at 324 against him. He has surrendered one home run. He has issued 2 wild pitches. San Jose State leads New Mexico 8-6, bottom of the 8th inning. So Nevada, remember, must stay even with San Jose State at worst to qualify for the postseason, because Nevada has the tiebreaker over San Jose State, and both the Spartans and the Wolfpack tied for the final playoff spot in the Mountain West. So Johnny Guzman, senior right-hander from Orange, California, Orange Lutheran High School. That is the high school that gave the world Gerrit Cole. Taylor Holder makes his way to the right-hand batter's box for the Wolfpack.
Back to the Wolfpack.
Zach Bash and John Ramey with you on this Thursday night. 5:05 first pitch tomorrow, 12:05 first pitch senior day on Saturday, the regular season finale. Just past high noon. Hope to see you both tomorrow and Saturday. Guzman set, first pitch. Holder fouls it back. Nothing in one. Holder got a breaking ball to start the at-bat. Nothing in one. Holder hit by a pitch twice, has scored once. The pitch. In the dirt, good block by Sipe, the runner's hold. 1-1 to Taylor Holder. McCall at third, ball at second, Freedy at first. An unearned run is in. It was Nolan Wilson who reached on an error to start the inning. One ball, one strike, one out. Guzman. Set. Deals. Holder takes high. Two balls and one strike to Taylor with Bryce Matthews on deck for the Wolfpack. It's 82 degrees at first pitch. It is now a very pleasant 73 as the sun has gone down. 2-1. Here comes Guzman. Holder looks at an off-speed strike. Breaking ball on the inside half under the letters. 2-2. So now Holder will have to protect with two strikes on him. Bases loaded and one out. 12-5 Nevada in the seventh. Guzman set. Deals. Tapped. Charging from third. Bethancourt. Gloves. Fires to first. Got him. A run is in. A call scores. Holder RBI ground out. Ball to third, Freedy to second. Holder is out at first. Matthews bats with 2 men in scoring position. Two runs in now in the bottom of the seventh. Nevada leads it 13-5. Matthews, RBI single in the first, scored. Walked in the second, scored. 1-for-3 officially. Hit into a double play his last time up. Second and third and two outs. 13-5 Nevada in the seventh. Guzman's first pitch. Fastball low and away. 1-0.
Two runs without the benefit of a hit. E5. Sack bunt. Intentional walk. Walk. 5-3. Two runs. No hits.
Fox has been charged with two runs. He didn't give up a hit in an inning and a third. One and oh. Matthews waiting, even stance, left-hand batter's box, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Ball diving down in the zone. Zach, I'm looking at where Matthews sets up in the box. He's kind of halfway. He's not as deep as he could be in the box.
Yeah, I usually see guys all the way in the back. You're right. He's maybe 6 inches from the back line there.
1-1 pitch. Breaking ball fouled away off to the left, 1-2. And that's so that you can see or you can get to the breaking ball better? I guess that means you have faith in your reactions for the fastball?
Yeah, that's usually what it means. He's thinking off speed or he's just feels like that's better timing. I mean, sometimes like if the last guy's throwing 95, this guy's throwing 88, it might, you know, help your timing. Who knows? But it certainly shows a lack of fear.
1-2. Foul back.
And they obviously have scouting reports on all these guys now. Nowadays, you know, a little different than even 10, 15 years ago where you kind of just went out and swung. But we have seen a lot of off-speed pitches already. So perhaps that's part of the scouting report that the Pack has.
2 men in scoring position with 2 outs. 1-2 to Matthews. Guzman's pitch. Fastball swing and a miss. Matthews strikes out. Nevada is done in the seventh. The Pack tacks on 2 more runs without a hit. 2 errors and 2 men left. We go to the eighth. 13-5 Nevada over San Diego State. You're watching the Mountain West Network, Nevada Sports Net, and listening to Wolfpack Baseball from Learfield.